Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We don't talk about politics or Washington or any of the stuff that's going on around the world other than what has to do with the outdoors. And we hope that you can join us this hour and get in a little bit of a contest here for a couple tickets for the National Outdoor Show that's coming up in Southern Dorchester County here, February 27th, 28th. So we'll tell you more about that in a little bit. We're going to be measuring deer there, and you know, that's the World Muskrat Skinning Championship, 79th annual. How about that? So we'll give some tickets away here at the end of the hour. I think we'll give a pair away to one of our callers in the first hour, and then you know, just call in and put your name on the list only if you think you're going to go, only if you'd like to go. We'd love to have you there. So 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number here. So let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning.
Alan?
Hello, Lee. Are you looking out the window waiting for a deer to come by? You got your crossbow ready?
Yes. But
yes, you are.
Yes,
I love it.
Yeah, I'm more anxious for the what is it? 3 days of
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Me too.
This bigger deer. There was actually two of them, and they're not. They're the wise ones. They stay put, and I'll have a shot at them because they're literally bedded right behind my house, and I got corn out back, and they will come up, but it's finding the strategic spot to sit.
Yeah,
and if you can handle turning a shade of purple, I went out with my crossbow the other day, and Alan, I was good for maybe 45 minutes. And
yeah, you're a better man than me on that one.
Hot pocket. Huh?
You're a better man than me. I thought about going out last Friday and Saturday, and I just said, you know. I didn't, so anyway.
Well, the only motivation I have is I haven't seen a deer that caliber in years, so I'm gonna brave it, and another thing, it's very difficult. I don't know if you tried walking in this stuff with this ice on the top, you break through, and I had a walking staff. I mean,
I'm gonna take one.
Don't take a spill or anything, because it's wicked. It's dangerous. It's dangerous too.
It is dangerous, and a lot of people have fallen. I know it. Yep. We were reviewing classic falls on the ice the other day, and I've had a couple, and one of them was coming out of a friend's house. We'd spent the evening and entertaining and that type of thing. He was entertaining us, and we were at his house over there in Baltimore County. Walked out of his front door, and his front porch, it had rained and frozen, and stepped out on his brick front porch, and man, I never went down harder in my life. Oh my god. It happens.
I remember Eddie, my son, and I were hunting a squirrel back in the woods, and we'd shoot a squirrel, and inevitably it would hit this crust of ice and slide all the way down to our stream. And I said, Eddie, you're the man for this.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I say slide, I'm talking, you know, 30, 40, 50 yards down this icy hill.
Oh, that's crazy,
was,
man.
You know, the squirrel retriever, you know, sliding down the hill on his butt and grabbing the squirrels and bringing them up back up to where we were hunting. But that was one of the memories he was telling me about hunting in the, you know, in some extreme conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Which that was.
Sure.
And,
you know, you can buy things you put on your boot.
Yeah, creepers.
Yeah, you know. Ice creepers. Yeah, ice fishermen use them all the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's great when you're on ice, but when
flat
you break through.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
I need a walking staff.
Oh, yeah. I've got a good one. Uncle Dale gave me one, and I've just started using it this year for hunting, and it's very very helpful, no question.
Well, I got the one I used for when I would mess around wading in the Susquehanna.
This was
one of those knocked down aluminum type staffs, and that works really well too.
Yeah, this one, I think this one was an L.L. Bean, if I recall, and it was his dad's, and he honored me with that gift, so I appreciate that. So
yeah,
that was his shad fishing staff. Has a clip on it and a rope. I guess he had it, you know, around his shoulder or something, clipped to his pack or something. I can't remember, but it's a nice one.
Alan, the other day, my wife and I were at an auction up in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And she's moving around in the box locks in the back and finds an old Fishing in Maryland magazine from 1965.
Wow, that was about the first year, wasn't it?
I think a friend of mine looked it up. I think it was 61.
Oh, wow.
Oldest one I've ever found, but had some really neat old pictures of, had a great picture of Bill Burton holding up a largemouth bass. You know, in the fishing, they'd have a citation program.
Right, right.
And holding his bass and his pipe in the other hand.
Yep. That'd be classic Burton.
Reminiscing old pictures.
Yep.
Neat stuff. Neat stuff. I love finding old. It's interesting reading some of the old articles and the techniques of how they would, you know, fishing. Most of it was a presentation of some sort of bait.
Yep.
You know, using a lot of bait and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. But a great article.
I have a newspaper cartoon that's full size. It's probably, I don't know, 18 by 20 that was that was done in pen and ink by the former cartoonist at the Sun. And it's got Bill Burton leaning back in his desk chair, and he's got a big cartoon dart in his hand and a dartboard on the wall. And it's where he's going to go in deer season. It has like six counties on there. And he's getting ready to throw the dart to pick where he's going to go. It's an original deal signed. And I definitely need to find it. I don't know where it is. I need to find it and get it framed. But it's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well.
I worked with Bill for 14 years in the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide. We did that for 14 years.
Oh, you guys did that? I knew you worked on that with him.
Yeah, well, then, I owned it, and you know, he was my partner per se on that. So.
I do. Yep. And then he did a lot of stuff for, you know, Fishing in Maryland, and then multiple other
places. Yep, no question.
Magazines and rag mags and whatnot.
Yep, no question.
Quite a mentor to a lot of people. I always enjoyed him on the. I can't remember which channel on the news giving the fishing report. That was
right.
I think it was on a Friday, and he'd be there on TV with his pipe and pointing out all the hot spots. You know, most of them relating to his Tillman Island, Harrison's area. That was his big hangout down there.
I know.
Yep. Yeah,
him and Captain Buddy.
Yep, Yeah. Do you intend to get out for the next couple days?
I am. I got to get the magazine to the printer Monday, but I fully intend to get out there sometime Monday, sometime Tuesday, and sometime Wednesday. You know, I'll be there morning or evening, whichever works out best. So,
weather's
supposed to cooperate. So,
I think it's a great opportunity. I don't know if other states do this, but
they do.
What a neat little opportunity at the tail end of the season.
Yep, Pennsylvania does it, but it's a small season right after Christmas with their small game season, and it's flintlock only. Lister said it was WMAR Channel 2. So.
Yeah. I mean, the deer I have, I've got. It's a given. I can go out there and see a dozen, 20 deer because they're all yarded up. I mean, they're literally yarded up in my backyard. It's pretty incredible how many.
That is.
You know, you put out a couple pounds of corn, and they literally hear my garage door opening up, and then I take it and dump it down on the edge of the woods down there.
Yeah,
I swear they hear it when it hits the ice.
No doubt.
On the top, but they could literally.
And they're there, right?
Within minutes.
My wife
informed me we need a couple more. She wants a little bit more meat for roast and cubes and stuff. So I said, we'll take care of it.
Yeah, I got some roasts chunked up in the refrigerator, soaking in Italian dressing right now. So we'll see what we do with that.
I'm gonna try a neck roast. I usually don't fool with that, but I've got a couple recipes that. Leaving the bone in, obviously.
Yeah, it's absolutely the best. I got two roasts out of that buck. One, you know, both of them between 4 and 5 pounds. One a little bigger than the other, and I'm pretty happy with that. So I'm gonna keep doing that. And I got a neck roast from the sick of deer too. So, all right, buddy. We got to roll. I'm sorry.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Talk soon. Give me a call. Give me a call during the week or send me a text. I hope you get that big buck.
Yeah, I'll let you know how we're making out. You play some first, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Lee.
Yep.
All right. So, 70. What am I doing here? Let me look at my little schedule, who I'm supposed to talk about here. Because there it is. Oh, Backyard Billy's. What a surprise. Backyard, great sponsor, folks. Great products. Great people. And, you know, highly knowledgeable, highly organized. They know what they're doing. And the selection is through the roof. I mean, if you need a wood stove or a pellet stove, some beautiful models. Freestanding. They've got cubes. They've got, they've got the old-timey looking stuff for the wood stoves and pellet stoves. They've got, you know, the classic stuff. So you need to... Well, it's just the place. I call it, you know, if it's heat you need, you know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and they really are. The gas fireplace inserts, the wood fireplace inserts, the pellet fireplace inserts, and even if you can't have any of that, if you live in a housing development or something, they don't allow that, an electric fireplace insert, and they've got those beautiful, beautiful accent fire-looking firewalls. You know, and fire tables and grills. And, I just can't say enough about them. I really can't. Enviro EX35 is the gas fireplace insert I have, and it's off right now. But if the room cools off a little bit, it'll pop back on for a few minutes and bring the temperature right back up. Anyway, you know how much I like them. You'll like them, too. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, as I said, is the fireplace. That's for sure. Now, I'll tell you about a couple things here. The National Outdoor Show, 79th National Outdoor Show. We're giving tickets away. It's the 79th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 27-28 at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. The show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9. Admission is only $8 for adults and $4 per child. It's the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. And you're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. They're proud to show you the best that comes from their boot. I have trouble with this script. I'm sorry. Stick with me. They are proud to show you the best that comes from their boot-sucking marshes and the flowing waters that surround them. Most of all, they hope to share the unique spirit and the character of their hard-working people, and I'll tell you, salt-of-the-earth folks, who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. And that is the best of both. Don't worry about getting cell phone service. You won't have it. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, unless you sign on to the Wi-Fi. Leisurely shopping for all. You can savor local seafood delicacies or muskrat cooked in the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday, Saturday, February 27, 28, 2026. We'll see you at the 79th National Outdoor Show. Bring your deer and have it measured, or your bear skull. From Maryland, nationaloutdoorshow.org for more information. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts Studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore.
For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories he could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
Granddaddy's gun. I may have told you this before, but I asked my granddad on my mother's side. He was a hunter for one of his guns, and he had a Savage 99 and 300 Savage, and he had a 1870 something Winchester with a brass side plate and an octagon barrel and 44-40, never used that. He had a, can't remember, oh, he had a Ithaca Featherlight 16-gauge shotgun, a couple other, I never got any of them. And my grandmother felt sorry for me, so she handed me this gun one time. It was his father's, double-barrel shotgun, and I'm like, oh, man, this got to be worth something. No, it was a Barker. B-A-R-K-E-R, not a Parker, a Barker, Damascus barrels, hammers, you know, hammers on the side for percussion caps. So it's an old one, but I'll guarantee you that'll never get shot. So 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to who's on the line there, Aaron? Doug from Germantown. Thanks for holding on, Doug. How are you?
Okay, yeah, I was in Germantown. I haven't spoke to you in a couple of years, but
no, I know.
I fixed tractor trailers on the road. So
okay,
I've been.
I remember you. Trailer. Yeah, I remember you. Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
the last time I spoke to you after that, not after, right after, but probably the next year, I didn't know I was having a heart attack. And it was this kind of weather. It was back in February, probably about the same time.
Yeah.
And I think it was in 2020.
Right.
Yeah, 2020. And
okay.
I just thought it was the air burning my lungs, you know, because it's
right.
Cold. Well, it got worse and worse and worse for 4 days. So I said to my girlfriend at the time, I said, man, I got to go to Carroll County Hospital. That's where my first wife died.
Oh, boy.
On Christmas, December 23rd, 2015. And I said, man, I got to go to the hospital. Something's not right. Well, I go in there, and they did the blood test. They didn't find anything wrong, but the EKG they found something wrong, so they kept me the next day. That was a Sunday afternoon, so they kept me, and they brought in a surgeon from University of Maryland, and they had me on the table Monday, 2.5 hours. I was 90% blocked in two of my arteries.
Wow.
And the guy told me, he said, if you would have waited a few more days, you would have had a massive heart attack.
Yeah, widowmaker, that's for sure. Wow.
Right.
Amazing.
So they said that they put two
stents,
doses of me, you know, anesthesia in me.
Oh.
And I said, they said, you should be out of it. I spoke to the doctor. Me and him were talking. And the whole 2.5 hours, I said, I'm not going to sleep. I might not wake up. So he showed me how my arteries, you know, like that Roto-Rooter commercial, how it opened up my arteries and all. He said, so they let me out Monday night. I went in Sunday afternoon. They let me out Monday night at 10:30. And 6:30 the next day, I was on 795 working on a tractor trailer. They said I was crazy. I said, well, I don't know any other way. I just, you know, work, you know. So they didn't tell me. They told me to take a week off and don't do anything heavy. I said, okay, I won't do any tractor trailer tires, but I can do other stuff.
Right.
I mean, here I am. But
yeah.
But anyway, that's the last time I spoke to you a few years ago. So anyway,
yeah,
I was working all night this night. So tonight, so yeah, I got a deer last Saturday.
You did?
Last caller was last Saturday. I said, man, I've only got one deer this year, and it was really big.
Right.
It had these like real weird long curly antlers, you know, but it was a spike, and so I'm gonna have my taxidermist guy, he's gonna make one of those European mounts out of it. Because
I'd like to see it. You got a picture of it?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Did you leave your number with Aaron for tickets?
Yes, I did. Yes.
All right, good.
Yeah, so I did that, but I'm going to tell you, dragging not that deer out. I shot that one back in, you know, months ago.
Right.
I think that was October. But the one I shot Saturday, that son of a gun boy dragging that thing out in the snow, because the snow, like the last...
Yeah, frozen on top, like, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Easy, huh?
Deer.
Easy.
I'm sorry?
Was easy, right?
No, because I had to go up a hill with it.
Oh, that's no good. That's no good.
Right. And my wife, she'll go in there and not hunt.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll call her and say, okay, I got one.
Yeah.
So help me, you know.
Yeah.
She'll hold the legs while I gut it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then hold the flashlight, makes it easier on me.
Yep.
So she walked ahead, you know, with the flashlight, and I'm dragging that gun out. It was a doe this time, but it was a big doe.
Yeah.
So I was like, so I got enough meat, and then I want to hunt tomorrow, today.
Yeah.
And I want to hunt next week for...
Crossbow or compound bow?
Today, I have a crossbow now.
Right.
Shoulders are messed up.
I hear you.
But I can hunt with a bow during the warmer months, but sitting there, you know, standing there in a tree in this kind of temperature, my shoulders are funny, you know.
I got it. Yep. So, right. All right, buddy.
So nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Maybe I'll see you around, or I'll call you again when
I would love to have you call me again. No question.
All right. Well, you take care, sir.
You too, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Go. How about that? Yes, indeed. Well, I got some interesting news this week. I went to the dermatologist. We're going to take a break here in a minute. But I went to the dermatologist here 2 weeks ago, and got the liquid nitrogen, froze on my earlobe, one of my earlobes, and on my nose, you know, little squamous cells. The one on the nose was troubling because, you know, you don't like to walk around with, you know, a big old mark on your nose. So I just, I dealt with it. But anyway, so she's giving me the full body exam, and she goes, oh. I said, what? She goes, I'm going to take this one off and send it for testing. And it was a little tiny mole. I mean, not as big as my little fingernail. I mean, just small, you know, just half the size of my little fingernail. So she gives me the local shot. She scoops the thing out and, you know, keeps some Vaseline on there and Band-Aid the next couple of days. And so I said, all right. So I get a call. She goes, oh, Mr. Ellis, the reason I'm calling is we got the pathology back on that little, you know, mole I took off your back. I said, okay, great. She goes, yeah, it's a melanoma. I went, because I knew what that meant. She goes, we're gonna have to do some surgery on there. And I said, okay. She said, I'd like to get it done as soon as possible. I said, and she said, but here's the deal. There's going to be stitches, and you won't be able to lift anything. And I'm like, okay. I got a magazine coming out here in a week or so. I'm going to be delivering magazines for a couple of weeks, and, you know, I got to lift those bundles to get them into the stores. You know, I say they weigh between, you know, 5 and 7 pounds, and I usually stack them up and, you know, take them in. She said, well, you know, the way this is going to work, we have to go about a centimeter deep, and a centimeter all around what we believe are the borders of this thing. And I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? She said, you'll have about a 3-inch football on your back, and it'll have to be stitched shut, and you won't be able to, you know, lift or use anything. I'm like, okay, well, here we go. I said, all right, well, let me get through this couple of weeks. And so we got the surgery scheduled. So I'm not afraid of any of that. You know, I'm just, it is what it is. And we'll get the surgery done. They'll get it. And everything will be cool, you know. But, you know, you just don't want to do that. You just, and right in the middle of my back. And I don't recall getting any sun back there or anything else. You know, the sun's all in my face. When I fish or anything and go outdoors, I usually wear long sleeves. And so who knows when this is from. Could have been from when I was a kid, and I used to get nasty, nasty negative sunburns when I was a little kid, to the point where, you know, it would worry my parents because they'd blister and everything else. So maybe I did all the damage when I was, you know, a preteen. You never know, because I swam a lot. I used to swim a lot, run around with my shirt off when I was a kid all the time. So, all right. Just thought you'd like to be in on that little bit of medical news. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Be glad to hear from you. But let's talk about Albright's Gun Shop right now. Just give me 1 second. I've got a lot of papers to go through here. There it is. So, Albright's Gun Shop is letting you know that now's the best time to own a Benelli, a Franchi, or a Stoger firearm. Purchase a Benelli and receive a free backpack and a gun case. And here's something else. Albright's Gun Shop just received a large collection of Remington firearms, including 20-gauge 1187s and hard-to-find left-hand 1100s and even more classic Remingtons. And for those of you looking for that special firearm, Albright's Gun Shop is the only Cesar Guarini elite dealer in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. This includes Fab Arms and Siren shotguns. I was in there yesterday. A fellow was looking at a Siren for his wife. He said, yeah, can you, if she likes that one, can you fit her for it? You know, get the fit on her shoulder and length of pull and all that. And they said, yeah, sure. So one of the largest collections of used guns in the Mid-Atlantic region. It's worth your while to visit Albright's Gun Shop at 36 East Dover Street in Easton. Now, Albright's is also having a gun and hunting blowout sale on all new and used guns. Will be on sale. That's Friday, February 27th, 10 to 7. Saturday, February 28th, 10 to 2. First Light and Barber Clothing, 40% off. And there's a free giveaway. You can win a classic pre-owned Remington 1187 12-gauge Sportsman's Field shotgun. Beautiful condition. I don't believe it's ever been shot. Register in store, no purchase necessary. But that's me. It might have been. You'll have to ask. Register in the store, no purchase necessary. I'm going to register. I'm going to stuff that box, that's for sure. 36 East Dover Street in historic Easton, Maryland. Phone number 410-820-8811. AlbrightsGunShop.com is where you'll find all that information. Now, let's see. Welcome to the 79th National Outdoor Show. Friday, Saturday, February 27 and 28. Same dates as the sale at the Albright's. The show opens Friday at 5. You can go to the sale in the morning, go to the show in the afternoon. Saturday night at 9. Admission is only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen and trappers and waterfowl and wildlife. Folks in Dorchester are proud to show you the best that comes from their boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. And most of all, they hope to share the unique spirit and character of their hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in their traditional old-school ways. You will find that. Weekend of fun, entertaining contest. The whole family will enjoy it. Leisurely shopping for all. You can savor local seafood delicacies and try muskrat cooked in the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday, Saturday, Feb 27, 28, 2026. See you at the 79th Annual National Outdoor Show. For times and details, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. Bring your bucks, bears, and stags to be measured for the Maryland Record Book. Now, A&M Auctions, day two, 21st Annual Firearm and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Tuesday, Wednesday, February 3rd and 4th. That's this coming week. Items are located at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland. The second day is Wednesday, February 4th, 2026 at 5:03 p.m. and it's online only. You log in to amauctions.com, www.amauctions.com, and you do the proxy bid. You sign up for that so you could bid online live. On the auction block, estate collections and consignments, a selection of over 200 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. The preview is Monday, 2 days from now, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Auction House, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland. So that's a great auction. You know, you can attend it online, and you'll really see a lot of great firearms for sure. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558. 558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There are the horns. That means I don't have a lot of time, so we're good. Let's talk to, let's see, who's on our line here? Charlie in Eldersburg. Morning, Charlie. How are you? And then Clay in Owings Mills. Morning, Charlie. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Thank you for taking my call. And
sure, buddy.
I love your show. I've been listening for many, many years.
Well, I appreciate that.
I've had a boat on Liberty Reservoir for probably 40-some years. Getting ready to get a new electric motor. I've never had any of the modern new ones with the lithium batteries and
right.
the big ones and all that jazz. I've had my old Walmart motors on. I've had every kind of boat you could imagine.
But, sure.
I recently had a boat on Deep Creek Lake, a Ranger bass boat.
Right.
And I brought it down here, and I bought an old Lake Master motor.
Oh, brother.
I'm getting older now, so that's kind of a big boat to put on Liberty, but I like it because
it's good.
Stable. And it goes remarkably well with that old Lake Master on it. But Lake Master, doesn't work anymore. So I'm looking for recommendations on the type of motor to put on, the batteries, maybe an installer.
Call Mike Beck. Call Mike Beck. Beck's Gunsmithing.
Okay.
He specializes. Okay. He's up in Hereford area. He specializes in that.
Okay. Yeah, I've talked to, I'm aware of him, but, I've talked to a lot of fishermen down there, and a lot of them have, different models, the Rays, the Torquedos, I think Elcos now. There's a bunch of new brands out there.
Oh, yeah, there are.
And I don't know. I've heard mixed things about Torquedo. One thing, part of the, the lower unit is underwater and has some electronic parts on it that give people a lot of issues where...
Well, that I don't get into that. I honestly don't know, and we're not gonna talk about that particular product or any particular product here. Did you leave your number with Aaron?
No, but I will
leave your number with Aaron, and I'll send you a name you can call.
Okay, that'd be great. And if any of the listeners have any recommendations on anything, any thoughts, I'd love to hear from them, too.
All right, you got it, buddy.
All right, I'll leave my number. Thank you.
All right, hey, stay on the line.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, oh, well, there's... Yep, Clay, good morning, Clay.
Hey, Alan, good morning. Hey, a little bit off topic. I had to laugh at the two times you did the commercial containing the word foot and boot. And it made me think of how strange the English language is. I mean, why is it foot and butt or boot and foot? You know, that doesn't make sense.
Clay.
Yeah.
May I make this just simple, one simple comment? It's sure. It's too early in the morning to think about stuff like that.
All right. Well,
boot and foot. Boot and foot.
One thing to think about for the week.
All yeah, let me. I'll ponder that a long time. At least till the end of the show, huh?
All instances of the letter C in the name Pacific Ocean are pronounced differently. Think about that all week.
Pacific Ocean. Yeah, P-A-C, that's the S sound. The C sound at the end is a hard C, like the K. And then ocean is like S-H.
Yep. That's why the English language is so hard to learn. Something to think about.
Were you an English teacher?
No, my mother was.
Oh, well, that makes sense now. That makes sense. All right.
She had us boys speaking proper English from the first time we could speak. Mm-hmm.
So like my buddy's 9-year-old son, who's now in the Navy and doing really well on, you know, checking in aircraft to the different bases and things like that. When he was 9, his dad would ask him a question. He'd say, "Me not know." And I'm sure your mother would have gone insane. But he still uses "me not know," and I still use it from time to time too, because Hunter's a cool kid. So
that's funny.
Yeah, "me not know."
I have a good week.
All right, Clay. Thank you for the challenge. I appreciate it.
All right,
have a good day. See ya. Bye-bye. Oh, man. All right. Here we go. So Clyde Sports Shop has, let me find him here. I took screenshots of this. Okay. So big game hunters, listen, there's no better time to own a Browning X-Bolt rifle. Detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action, standard magnum, and short magnum calibers. The scope's not included, of course. But you see all the X-Bolt models in stock at Clyde Sports Shop. I took a picture of all the models in the warehouse, and there's quite a few. So Clyde is very anxious to get the word out that there are plenty of X-Bolts available. So if you're looking for a new rifle, just consider Clyde Sports Shop, because Browning, I'll tell you, I've got one Browning firearm, the only one I have, and it is a great firearm, no question. Now, they also have a lot of Satori's, so the Upland Waterfowl Shotgun Sports, you can become a better wing shooter. See all the Satori models in stock at Clyde Sports Shop. All these models are different prices. They're all priced on request. And let me say this in code. The prices are competitive at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com. Open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. Clyde's Sports Shop. Okay. Who do I have to do here again? Let's do AM auctions here real quick. 21st Annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Tuesday and Wednesday, February 3rd and 4th at AM Auctions, where the items are located, 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg, Maryland, amauctions.com. The first day is Tuesday at 5:03 p.m. online bidding only. And the second day is Wednesday, February 4th at 5.03 p.m. and is also online only. www.amauctions.com. Go there and sign up for ProxyBid. On the auction block the first night, 150 lots of ammo, knives, swords, bayonets, hunting and shooting and reloading accessories, scopes, bows, and much, much more. On the second night, estate collections and consignments, a selection of over 200 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. Preview February 2nd, 2026 from 4 to 7. That's Monday, coming Monday, 2 days from now. And you can go to amauctions.com and see all the stuff lined up. More on the catalog at amauctions.com for more information this week. Coming up real soon. And, Aaron, who else do I have to do here? You think that was it? Carry on, my friend.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook. Or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, folks, if you're looking for a 17-foot John Boat, Tracker brand, all electric for the reservoirs, call Aaron, leave your number. He'll text it to me. Hey, we're giving tickets away, too. You got phone numbers there, Aaron? Okay, sounds good. Yep. We'll let you know next week who won. Don't have time. Forgot about it, quite frankly. Be honest with you. I'm always honest with you. All right. Folks, get out, stay out, stay safe. Listen, God loves you no matter what. He loves you. You're His children. So, listen. Practice your faith, love the Lord, love your family, love your friends, especially love your freedom here where we live. Next week.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.